Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
This is Pam Johnson, and I'm sitting here with Tammy Mulroney, and we are talking about her poster. And her poster is entitled Fixation, Processing, Paraffin Embedding, and Sectioning of Brine Shrimp, which sounds very interesting. So, Tammy, tell us a little bit about what you found out about brine shrimp.
Thank you for having me, Pam. Well, usually we deal in the lab I work at, we deal with unusual specimens to begin with, but this has to be the most unusual I've ever dealt with. The lab that brought it to us studies of nephrology and kidney disease. So they are searching for something in the maxillary gland that would help further the research of kidney disease and nephrology. So I think I learned a lot. I learned how fragile they are. That's for sure. I learned that that what we set out to do is something that is achievable, but I think it just takes time and practice.
So, why did you guys choose this as your project for your poster? What made it so interesting that you wanted to make a poster on this particular?
Because we've never received brine shrimp before, and it was just so interesting as to what they were looking for, why they were looking for it, and how we could achieve it. We first tried frozen sections. We brought in live shrimp, and we tried to do frozen sections of them, but realized that that really wasn't accomplishing what we set out to do. So we tried this method, which is formalin fixed paraffin embedded, and that definitely seemed to work out a lot better.
So I noticed a lot on your posters about euthanasia. So what made you guys decide on what type of euthanasia to use on these shrimp?
At Vanderbilt, the care of all animals is most important, and we wanted to humanely euthanize them, and we wanted the best way possible. So one of the doctors that works on the poster with us, Carissa, pardon me, doctor, I can't remember your last name, but Carissa definitely looked up on how to euthanize them in the best way, the most humane way. And we came up with two different ways, 5% alcohol and 95% alcohol. And the 95% alcohol was definitely the most humanely way to go.
Is your alcohol cold, or do you do it in a slurry of cold alcohol, or just drop them in the 95% alcohol?
And it's at room temperature.
Okay.
And both of them were at room temperature. And over the course of the project, we did it two different times to definitely make sure that, the 95 was the way to go. And each time it performed the same way. 95% alcohol was the most humane and best way method of euthanasia.
Right. I know there's no documented routine method of euthanasia for this type of species.
No, ma'am, there's not.
So I also noticed that you guys, it when you put it in the 5% alcohol, that you didn't get as good a fixation. Is that, it was breaking apart, or what?
The morphology was totally destroyed with the 5%. It could be a number of reasons. It could be too much moisture in the tissue, or too much moisture that the 5% alcohol had and put into the brine shrimp. But 95% held up the best morphology, and you could definitely tell the structures a lot better. You could see it as dramatic on the poster. You could see it represented dramatically, the 5% and the 95%. We have H&E still photographs of them, and you could definitely tell the difference in the two methods.
So were you guys looking at the whole structure of the shrimp or just certain areas of it, like the brain, or you said you were looking at kidney?
We're looking at the maxillary gland.
Oh, maxillary. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
There is a protein or an enzyme. There is something in the maxillary gland that this lab is looking for to help them further their research into kidney disease. So that's what we were trying to exhibit on the poster, was that we can use this method with the embedding and everything to represent through H&E slides the maxillary gland. Unfortunately, with this poster, my embedding skills are lacking somewhat, just because I've never embedded a tissue like that before.
Right.
So that was the most challenging part for me in this poster, was the embedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard to embed them, especially in the orientation that we needed.
Right.
So unfortunately for this poster, we were not able to fully get the maxillary gland visual for you on the slide, but that just shows that we can get there. We just need to work on the embedding a little bit better.
Right. So when you process these, did you process them in a certain type of schedule? Did y'all work on that at all?
Yes,
as
ma'am.
As far as getting the times and everything that would.
After they were euthanized, they were fixed in formalin for overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it on a short 3-hour process on an automated processor in vacuum.
Right.
So about 15 minutes in each reagent and wax. 15 minutes in each, pretty much.
Okay.
So you have, you started out in formalin, and then you get 70, and then 80, and then 95, and then your successions of absolute alcohols, and then xylenes, and then your paraffin.
You said you were a first-time poster presenter.
Yes, I am.
So how was that experience? And let, you know, our listeners know kind of how you started the project and, you know, moved forward with making the end product.
Well, the first time that the project was brought to us, and for formalin fixed paraffin, this was after the frozen sections where we decided we would formalin fix and paraffin embed them. Once they were brought to us, that's the first time for that. Dr. Kelly Boyd, who is my boss, looked to me and said that we should do a poster on this because it is so unusual. I mean, not every lab is going to get brine shrimp.
No.
And and the study, for what it does, it's generally needed. I mean, the study in nephrology for kidney disease and everything. So she looked at me and said, this would be a great poster. And I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So we got together and decided we'd do an abstract on it. So that's kind of how it came to fruition, was just the unusualness of it all.
Okay, that's very good. So if someone's looking at your poster, what are 3 to 4 words that you would want them to take back with them?
Unusual, rare, and meaningful.
Very good. All righty. Well, we really do appreciate you being with us today and giving our listeners a chance to learn about brine shrimp, because like you said, I'm not sure that too many people out there work with that. So
thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.